The first step in getting closer to God is to realize that you need to or that you want to. And the second step in getting closer to God is to realize that it's possible. I want to encourage you to check out my book, Getting Closer to God, Anthologies from the Forefront Trilogy, Book 2. I think this will really be helpful to you in your pursuit of the Lord and help you understand what I learned over the first 30 plus years of my life as a believer, as a minister, and as a missionary in a lot of the countries of the earth. Check it out. Anthologies from the Forefront, Book 2, Getting Closer to God. It's on Amazon.
Welcome to From the Forefront, an FX Missions podcast. Stories about courageous souls who felt the call of missions and obeyed. Hi, Scott McClelland here with your FX Missions From the Forefront podcast. Thanks for joining us. We're super excited today and want to apologize in advance if we have some audio issues. We've got three connections going here, one to Central Mexico and one to Southern Mexico and one to me here in Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas. So we're excited to have these guys on. We've had a little bit of technical challenges, but I think we'll be okay. I'm stoked to be joined by someone who is my coworker in FX Missions. Woo-hoo. I present to you Ita Hernandez.
Hello.
Hi, Ita. How are you?
Hey. Happy to be here.
Awesome. Well, thanks for being here. And Ita's got the hard job today because she's going to be translating me and our other guest who's on the line. Her brother is actually our guest today, Marcos Hernandez. Saludos, Marcos.
Hola. Muy buenas tardes. Muy bien.
Excelente. Gracias a ti. A very good afternoon to you as well. So FX Missions has been working with these guys for a while. Of course, Ita is one of our co-workers at FX Missions. She's currently in Central Mexico. And then also with her brother, it's a missionary family. Marcos is in Southern Oaxaca. What city? ¿Qué ciudad, Marcos? Ustedes.
Estamos en Chalcatongo, Oaxaca.
Chalcatongo, Oaxaca. And if that sounds like it's a long way from where you are, trust me, it is. It is a very long ways from where you are. Excited. Muy emocionado por su aquí. Marcos, gracias. That's about all the Spanish I speak, so we're going to leave the heavy lifting to Ita. So we're going to get to know a little bit today about Marcos's story. He comes from a missionary family. We want to hear about how he got started in missions and some other things like that. And we're going to just basically talk about, you know, what his mission is, where he's at, what he's up to, those kind of things. We'll have a conversation here. And our hope is that we can encourage you in your vision and pursuit of missions as well. I think this session is going to be great for our people who are bilingual or Spanish speakers. It should be of some good use to you. So thank you, Ita, for making that possible.
You're welcome. Glad to help.
Okay. Well, you're awesome help. And that I know for many years now. So putting up with me is just one of the main things.
That's
That is the principal challenge. So first, I would like to ask Marcos about when he met Jesus. Can he tell us a little bit about how old he was and stuff?
Quiero preguntar a Marcos primero cómo conoció a Cristo. ¿Quién es?
Bueno, primero nací ya con mis padres conociendo de Cristo.
So when I was born, my parents all already had a relationship with God.
A la edad de 11 años, estábamos visitando unos pueblos con mi papá.
So when I was 11 years old, I was with my dad visiting some villages in rural areas.
Y pues la persecución hacia los cristianos estaba muy fuerte.
So back in on those times, there was a lot of persecution about against Christians.
Y nos balacearon, nos atacaron con balas, y huimos por la montaña.
So this time we were attacked, under attack, and people were shooting us. So we had to hide and run in the mountains.
Y pasaron dos cosas. Mientras huíamos por salvar la vida, tuve un encuentro real con Dios ahí.
So while we were escaping from this shooting, I had a real encounter with God.
Y también a partir de ahí hice un compromiso con Dios de servirle siempre.
So since then, from that event, I commit my life to serve the Lord my whole life.
Y nunca, no me gusta hacer números, pero apenas hice números y hace 30 años de esta historia. Y aquí seguimos sirviendo a Dios.
I really don't like to do the numbers, but recently I did it. And this year is going to be 30 years since that event happened.
Wow.
So I'm still here serving the Lord.
Wow. Viejitos.
Sí, un poco.
Como yo, sí, como yo. Just like me, we're getting older, Marcos. Wow. Qué increíble. I don't think I knew that. And I think that people in the States and other parts of the world would be surprised to find out that in Mexico during those years, 25, 30 years ago, there was a ton of persecution and to the point of martyrdom in Mexico for the Christian faith. I think people would find that as a surprise, but that's Marcos's story. And that's what happened to him. This was happening when he was traveling in the villages doing missions work with your dad at that time, correct, Ita?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. Wow. So that was a while back. Praise God that Marcos is still with us. Yeah, thank God for that. And at what point after that did Marcos begin to get involved in ministry?
Después de esto que pasó, ¿cuánto tiempo después te empezaste a involucrar en el ministerio?
Perdón, algo pasó y se perdió aquí, perdí tu voz, perdón.
Voy a repetir. Después de este evento, ¿cuánto tiempo después pasó para que te involucras en el ministerio?
Este suceso fue un viernes, si no mal recuerdo, y a partir del domingo empecé a ayudar a mi papá con la alabanza y a ir a más pueblos, apoyarle, siempre dirigiendo la alabanza. A partir de este suceso, el próximo domingo estábamos listos. Y desde ahí hasta el día de hoy.
If I remember this well, that happened on a Friday. So the next Sunday, I was already doing the worship, leading worship, and helping my dad to lead worship wherever he will go.
A partir de los 11 años, a los 16, estuve apoyando de tiempo parcial. A partir de los 16 años, me metí de tiempo completo hasta el día de hoy.
So, since I was 11 years old, I started doing ministry just like part-time. When I was 16 years old, I started doing full-time ministry.
Wow. That is cool. Now, I would imagine Marcos has been he's working, as we know, in the remote parts of southern Oaxaca right now. It's a village, I guess it's about 8 hours from Oaxaca City. Does that sound right, Ita?
About, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it's over the mountains and a good distance from a major city. And we've been there a number of times to see him. But can he tell us about some of his early experiences and things that the Lord impressed upon him when it comes to missions and you know, maybe some of the places he has served? Because I know he's been in a few different cities.
Tal vez quieres compartirnos de algunos lugares o experiencias de hace años donde Dios te ha usado, qué ministerios has estado, porque sé que has estado en diferentes ciudades.
Ok, hemos estado en Oaxaca sirviendo en un ministerio, se llama Buenas Nuevas, donde se predica, se evangeliza a la gente en su propio idioma, se graban cassettes, se graban ahora en el USB, mixteco para o diferentes dialectos para llevarlo a las personas en su propio idioma, el evangelio en su propio idioma.
So I was involved in this ministry in Oaxaca City called Buenas Nuevas, which is like the good news. And what they do is they record the gospel, like the Bible, in native languages. So they record that, they put this in CDs or USB thumb drives, and then they preach. They give this to people so they can hear the good news in their own language.
También hemos estado en Chiapas con el proyecto de la película La Vida de Jesús, proyectándola en cada comunidad en su propio idioma. Estuve ahí por un mes entero, en pueblos muy difíciles, donde tiempo atrás habían matado a muchos cristianos, pero gracias a Dios pudimos estar también proyectando la película Jesús en su propio idioma.
I also spent a month in remote villages in Chiapas, which is southern Mexico. And we were projecting this movie, The Jesus of Jesus Life, and we were all, this also was in their own language. So that was a different way to do evangelism.
Y pues la mayoría de, ya de años después, sirviendo en Esperanza Viva en Puebla.
After that, for several years, I also served in this ministry in Puebla called Living Hope.
Sirviendo en el área de mantenimiento, pero pues siempre con nuestro corazón en Oaxaca, todas las oportunidades de vacaciones, nunca tuve el deseo de irme a pasear a algún lugar, siempre cualquier oportunidad de vacaciones me venía para aquí a la montaña en Oaxaca, siempre, siempre, siempre. No sé, aquí sigue mi corazón.
So during that time while serving in Puebla, Oaxaca has been always in my heart. So every time I had an opportunity to go back to Oaxaca for vacations or holidays, I would just take it and go and do missions there in Oaxaca. And Oaxaca and missions has been always in my heart, and here I am still serving the Lord.
That's
Wow. Algunos me decían, vámonos a la playa, vámonos. No, nunca, no sé, nunca fue mi deseo, siempre fue estar aquí con la gente que Dios sembró en mi corazón para amarles.
And you know, people will invite me to go on vacations to different places, but I never took that invitation because my heart was here with the people, and I still love these people.
Pues después de estar en Puebla sirviendo, llegó una hermosa muchacha a servir ahí también. Y gracias a Dios me dijo sí.
So while serving in this ministry in Puebla, this beautiful lady came to serve to this ministry, and I asked her to marry me, and she said yes.
Pero bueno, algo gracioso. Cuando yo le comenté el deseo de mi corazón de formar una familia con ella, le dije, pero antes que me digas sí o no, te digo que me voy a ir a vivir a Oaxaca nada más. Y ya estaba con esa advertencia.
So when I proposed to her, I I told her that before saying yes, she needed to know that my desire was to move to the mountains in Oaxaca. So she had to think about it very well.
Mm.
Y gracias a Dios dijo sí, y aquí estamos juntos después de 15 años con tres bellos hijos.
So thank God she said yes, and here we are 15 years later serving the Lord as a family with three children.
Wow.
Viviendo en las montañas que tanto están en nuestro corazón.
And we are here living in the mountains serving the Lord.
Mm.
En otro tiempo, también estando en Esperanza Viva, estuve sirviendo en Aquescomac, que es a las orillas, más bien al pie del volcán Popocatépetl, visitando unas congregaciones cada fin de semana.
Also, while I was serving in Puebla, I was still involved in missions, and so I used to visit a small village by the volcano, still doing missions and stuff like that.
Mm.
Ayudando a otro pastor con la alabanza, siempre estuve ayudando con mi guitarra y cantando.
I used to help a pastor there doing worship, and I always take my guitar with me wherever I go.
Y pues con muchos recuerdos hermosos, como sanidades a través del tiempo de alabanza.
I've been witness of a lot of miracles that God has performed during worship.
En una ocasión, una niña que tenía aproximadamente 5 años y no hablaba absolutamente nada, estábamos en el tiempo de alabanza y sentí en mi corazón acercarme a tocar solamente cerca de ella mi guitarra, y en ese momento ella jaló la mano de su mamá y le dijo, mamá, y empezó a hablar.
I can remember this story of a little girl, 5-year-old girl, who couldn't talk at all. And I can remember I was playing worship, and I just felt from the Lord to go next to her. And I started playing my guitar close to her. And then this girl held her mom's hand, and she called for her mom. She said, mom. And then she started talking from them.
Después me dijeron que por favor volviera a ir para que tocara por ella para que ya se callara.
And then they invite me again to go back to this place to go and pray for these girls because she was talking too much, so they needed her to be quiet for a little bit.
En serio.
Y muchas de estas cosas hemos visto a través de este tiempo. Mm. Y Dios ha sido muy fiel. Su gracia es increíble.
Amen.
God has been so faithful. His grace is enough, and I've been witness of this a lot.
Well, thank you for sharing those stories, Marcos. And I want to just kind of turn the conversation to find out more about what kind of work you're doing. What kind of work are you doing now?
Entonces ahora cambiamos un poquito el tema para que nos cuentes qué tipo de trabajo haces ahora.
Okay, ahora estamos atendiendo una iglesia aquí en Chalcatongo y juntamente con esto, okay, te espero.
Right now we're pastors in this church.
Y también en el área de consejería con muchas familias dando escuela para padres en comunidades.
We do a lot of counseling around our town. We go and visit families and we do a lot of counseling.
Y también apoyando distintas iglesias de aquí cerca con enseñanzas de, a veces quieren que se dé alguna serie de X estudio. Entonces, me han pedido también que vaya a sus congregaciones a estar compartiendo. Creo que después de este tiempo he descubierto que mucho de lo que Dios me ha llamado es un poco el área de maestro, ¿no?
So, also, lots of churches around, Christian churches around our town invite us to go over and teach on a specific topic. So we have served like a support for other churches in our area. So after several years, I have noticed that I am a teacher now.
Y también algunos pastores vienen a casa para tomar algún tipo de consejería, o igual vamos a sus hogares, y porque estamos enfrentando retos muy fuertes y que también son para mí muy fuertes, en que últimamente los hijos ya no quieren apoyar a sus padres o a veces ni siquiera amar a Dios. Y Dios nos está moviendo a apoyar a los pastores también en esta área.
Also, our house or home have served like a place to receive pastors or families so we can minister to them and or minister to the pastors, or we can just give them some counseling on something they are struggling with. Right now, we can say that one of the things families are struggling with right now is with their children, because they don't want to obey to their parents, or they don't want to even look after Jesus.
Mm. Es parte de lo que estamos haciendo, y también pues estamos atendiendo, ayudando a muchos ancianitos, los hijos o la gente de por aquí. Viaja mucho a Estados Unidos al trabajo y deja a sus padres abandonados. Y también estamos ayudando a ancianitos en sus, apoyándoles en sus quehaceres o viendo una forma en que ellos se sigan sintiendo útiles.
Also, we've been helping elderly people because the situation in this area is that a lot of people emigrate to the States, so they leave their families behind and they leave their parents behind, so nobody's looking or watching them, so we help them the most we can, and we help them to know that they're still part of a family, or
yes,
they still can do something, you know.
Y solamente pues estamos muy agradecidos con Dios por su gracia en permitirnos hacer algo para él, porque si no fuera por él, no podríamos hacer nada de verdad. Somos nada sin la gracia de Cristo.
So we're very thankful with God because it is only by his grace that we've been able to do all of this. We're nothing without him, and we cannot do nothing without his grace.
Amen. Amen. Very true. Well, thank you for giving us those details, Marcos. And can you tell me, have you lost your guitar?
Entonces, gracias, Marcos, por compartir todo esto. Y ahora dime, ¿has perdido tu guitarra?
No, para nada. Es increíble porque inclusive me la han querido comprar o que la regale, pero no. Sé que Dios me dio esta herramienta para tenerla por siempre, ¿no?
I haven't at all, because, you know, people have asked me to buy it or to give it away to somebody, but I'm not going to do it because I know this is a tool God has given me.
Amen.
Y aunque a veces se nos está apretando aquí, a veces la situación económica y casi quisiera venderla, digo, no, y aquí la tenemos.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, sometimes when we go through financial struggles, that thought has crossed my mind about selling it, but I'm holding to it.
Amen, amen. One of my favorite memories with Marcos is the first time that we worked together. And I remember fondly his guitar. Also, that was the first time that I ever experience being translated twice. So we were translated from English to Spanish and from Spanish to whatever the local language there was in the villages we were in Oaxaca. It was a great memory for me. I remember very well his guitar.
Me acuerdo muy bien de tu guitarra, porque una de las memorias tan frescas que tengo de ti es cuando estábamos en este pueblito que nos estaban traduciendo dos veces de inglés a español y de español a su idioma. Entonces me acuerdo muy bien de tu guitarra ahí.
Gracias, gracias, Marcos.
No puedo dejarla, de verdad. Yeah.
Does he remember that time, the first time we worked together?
¿Te acuerdas de esa vez? Fue la primera vez que trabajamos juntos.
Sí, claro que sí. Yeah. En Amoltepec.
Amoltepec. What can he remember about it? What comes to mind?
¿Qué te acuerdas de ese acontecimiento? ¿Qué recuerdas?
Pues,
I don't have a memory of this, but this is not my interview.
You have a memory. We'll get you to share also. You can share also.
Okay, I'll go after him.
Recordar ahí es sí. Es un pueblo muy difícil en cuanto a buscar del corazón de Dios a través de la alabanza. Pero estar ese día que estuvieron ellos como equipo, ver cómo el fluir de Dios empezó a ser algo maravilloso y ellos, a través de una palabra profética, hablándole a sus vidas, en verdad la gente quedó pues con algo tan emocionante y grabado en su corazón, de parte del corazón de Dios a través de Scott y su equipo.
Yeah, this was a special memory because this village, Amoltepec, is very hard area to visit. So seeing the team minister to these people, and these people were receiving prophetic words, and knowing that this was God speaking to their hearts, that was just awesome, because that word, fresh word from God was like brought life to them, and that transformed their lives.
Wow. Gracias. Thank you for that, Marcos. You want to share your memory, Ita?
Are you sure?
Sure, I'm sure. Yes, please.
So I think this was like our second or third trip together. So I was just getting to know this crazy guy taking a bunch of youth people to the missions, you know. So so we were that was a hard trip to make it there. We were, I guess, like 12 hours in the back of a truck and in the mountains going up and down. And that was a cool memory, though. But okay, so I remember this gringo, sorry, that
it's okay, go ahead,
wasn't feeling sick. Okay, so this guy,
yeah,
stopped like a couple of times in the middle of the or trip because he needed to do his business. Sorry. So I remember you were in the back of the truck with us, but Marcos also was driving his own car with his family in it. And then you just cannot make it. So you had to jump into Marcos's car, and that kind of helped you, but not really. But that was a tough trip for you. Because if I remember well, I think you were back from Africa. So that was just too much. And I don't know.
Right.
I don't know why you did that.
Right. Yeah. I was 3 days back from Africa when I arrived to Mexico and we started moving. So it was difficult. For sure, it was difficult. And I remember those times, like our friend from Brazil says, if you challenge yourself, you'll end up with a story. And we had a story after that one. So, you know, just all of those memories are burned on your mind. You know, they're never going to go away. You know, what you experienced, what you felt, mm-hmm. when you started to recover. I remember Marcos put me inside of his car because I was vomiting. Sorry for the graphic words there. I was really struggling, really sick. He put me inside his car, took really good care of me, And then we continued on to the village several more hours while everyone was riding on the back of a flatbed, big like army truck, for several more hours. And it was a challenge, but I remember it and I'll never forget that. It was hard, but I was blessed with the full experience. The complete experience. Una experiencia completa, right? So, yeah. Is there anything else that Marcos wants to mention about that time?
¿Hay algo más que quieras decir de ese tiempo? Sí.
Pues que siempre, cada viaje, Dios habla nuestras vidas. Y lo más hermoso es que nos apasiona por seguir viendo a esta parte del pueblo de Cristo y bendecirlos. Ahorita se me ha complicado ir hasta allá, pero siempre Dios hablándonos, ¿no?, de amar esta parte de su pueblo que no porque esté lejos, está lejos del corazón de Dios, sino están cercanos. Y lo que siempre me pasa, no es que vamos nosotros como los grandes, no sé, conocedores de no sé qué. No, realmente vamos y vemos cómo Dios les habla y les ama y regresamos diciendo, aprendí más yo que ellos, ¿no? Recibí más yo que lo que pensé que iba a dar. Yo regreso siempre a casa diciendo, fui más bendecido, ¿no?
You know,
y esto me encanta.
I really love that every time you go on a trip to these kind of places, it's just awesome to know that when you go on to these places, like you have in mind that you're going to go and bless people. But the truth is that they also bless you back. So that is just awesome. And nothing can take this out away from you. So specifically about this town, it's just too far to go there and difficult. So we haven't been there in some time. Even though they are far, it doesn't mean that they are far from God's heart. So these people is in my heart, and they are in God's heart. That's the most important. So going on trips is just a huge blessing.
Amen. Amen. You're a great translator, Ita. Let me say that.
Thank you.
Because you remembered everything that he said. So that was awesome. I know we're giving you the challenge of a lot of words at one time, so sorry about that. So just to kind of close it up here, I'm wondering, how can we be praying for Marcos and for his family and what the Lord's doing with them? And also, if he wants to share, if people want to find out more about what he's doing or some way to get in touch with him, how can we direct people for those kinds of things?
Ya para terminar, queremos preguntarte cómo podemos orar por ti, por tu familia, por el trabajo que están haciendo allá, y también cómo podríamos ponernos en contacto con ustedes y saber más de lo que están haciendo.
Pues por una de las formas de ponernos en contacto es por correo electrónico. El correo es Marcos y Mari 17@gmail.com.
So you can be in contact with us through email, which is marcosymari17@gmail.com.
And Mari is like M-A-R-Y, right? Yes. Marcos Y Mary @17@gmail.com.
Yeah.
I'll put it in the notes so people can see that. What's the 17 about?
¿De qué es el 17 en tu correo?
No lo sé, pero solo ahí está.
Ok.
Sí.
¿Años en casado o qué?
No, porque apenas llevo 15.
Almost. Almost. Casi. Ok. And what can we be praying for him about?
¿Cómo podemos orar por ti?
Pues sí, bueno, perdón, la manera de contacto un poco más fácil para mí ahorita es por WhatsApp, nada más por si quieres dar mi número también.
another easy way to be in contact with me will be through WhatsApp, so we can leave his number in the comments or notes.
Okay, we'll leave the number. We won't put people through the number, but we'll leave the number in the comments if you can get that one to me. And about the praying for him?
Yeah. Y sobre orar, ¿cómo podemos orar por ti?
Pues que Dios solamente nos siga dando entendimiento de su corazón. Un día de enojo, un día de esos difíciles que tenía yo en mi vida personal, Dios me habló tan claramente diciéndome: Marcos, por favor, no odies a los que te mandé amar. Y creo que eso sería que si nos ayudan a orar, es que entendamos el corazón de Dios para su pueblo, para que amemos como Él quiere amar a su pueblo.
So please pray that we can continue loving God's people in this area. Can remember one day that I was having a really hard day, and then God spoke to me saying, Marcos, please don't stop loving the ones that I sent you to love. So please pray that we can continue loving God's people.
Wow. Okay. We will do that.
Porque ya yo creo que todo lo demás que pudiéramos pedir de oración y necesidades que hay vienen siendo extras. Lo principal es amar al cuerpo de Cristo, amar a la iglesia. Para mí viene siendo un poco más importante que muchas necesidades que pudiera haber.
You know, the main thing here is to continue loving God's people, because we could have any other needs, physical, financial, or whatever, but the main purpose is to love God's people.
Amen. Amen. Gracias, Marcos. Thank you. Thank you so much for being with us, Marcos, and for sharing your heart and telling us about your story. I really appreciate it. Y gracias, muchas gracias, Marcos, por todo, por eso, por su corazón valiente por Cristo. Gracias por todo y su amistad también. Gracias.
Gracias, Scott. Nos bendice mucho ver también tu corazón de amor a Dios, y es increíble pasar tiempo contigo, con el equipo que siempre te acompaña, y son una gran bendición para nuestras vidas. Les amamos mucho.
Thank you, Scott. Your life is a great blessing for everyone. Every time you come down with a team, is it just a huge blessing for everyone. So thank you.
Amen, amen. Gracias, thank you. I'm the one who's getting blessed because you let me get in the truck. And didn't put me on the back. You saved me. And for that, I'm thankful. Okay, guys. Well, we'll put the contact information in the show notes. Thanks for joining us for the FX Missions from the Forefront podcast. We'll put some information in there about Ita as well and what she's up to. Thanks for joining us. Please do share or rate us on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your content. I'm Scott McClellan for FX Missions. Until next time, have a good one. This podcast made possible through the partnership of Engaging Missions Show, bringing missions home, and encouraging you to hear a message, make connections, and take action. Find out more at engagingmissions.com. Thanks for joining us for the FX Missions podcast from the Forefront. If you'd like to find out more about FX Missions, please do so at our blog, fxmissions.com. Quite a bit of content out there. We hope you enjoy it. Also, if you'd like to rate us on iTunes or whatever podcast service you use, we would really appreciate it. And find out more about today's guest at our Facebook page. Just search for From the Forefront on Facebook. If you know of someone who should be featured on From the Forefront because of their forefront missions experience or exploits, please reach out to us at info@fxmissions.com. Thanks again for joining us. And until next time, I'm Scott McClellan, and you have a good one.